Welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bug Man, and I am Some Guy.
I am the Bug Man. Boo, boo.
Oh,
be scary.
Spookiness all over town. We're at the spookiest place in town tonight.
We're getting riled up for some trick or treat and what have you. We're here at the Hilton Inn.
Yes, sir.
At the 15th annual Guinea Pig Rights Meetup.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people caring a lot about guinea pigs.
About some pigs.
About their families and breeding rights and a lot of legal issues. Anyway, we don't really know much about it. They just always have fire nachos here, man. Like, risk your life, slap your mama, just nachos that will change your life.
Yep. And if y'all didn't know, this is something I learned when we got here. You know, they make the hot dogs, they make them, if you get the pork ones, they make those out of the big old pigs. But the guinea pigs, that's what they use to make the little smokies out of.
That's right.
The little guinea
cocktail
pigs.
Weenies.
Yeah,
yep.
it's like guinea pigs and hamsters and gerbils and that kind of stuff. They just make those little cocktail weenies out of them things.
So tender.
And I'm telling you.
The tenderness is on another level.
Yeah.
It's on another level.
And I think they could put these on these nachos that we've got, but let me tell you something. These nachos, even without those little smokies, it's what this place is about. Honestly,
yes.
There's sort of like a nacho convention at the guinea pig convention. We got a whole group of folks that we just get together every year for the nachos at the guinea pig convention.
This is the fifth annual nacho con at the 15th annual guinea pig rights meetup.
And it kind of works out for us because, like, I think our convention at this point is actually bigger than the turnout for the annual guinea pig rights thing, but we kind of end up paying for their convention this way, and so they don't mind that we bring so many people because they still get to meet with their, you know, they got a handful of folks over there, but the nacho folks, that's really where it's at. We're really the convention, but we don't have to pay for any of it, but the nachos is the deal.
So, it's a win-win.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah.
Okay. So, in the spirit of harvest and spookiness, today's question is, what is agritourism? You know what that is?
Tourism. Well, I'll tell you.
Agritourism.
By the warning labels that I saw everywhere, it seems like agritourism is one giant loophole for being able to kill somebody on your property.
Yes.
And not getting any kind of trouble for it.
And not necessarily being responsible for it.
Yeah, at least in the state of Arkansas. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
In the state of Arkansas, the law is just about... Listen. If a kid gets decapitated on a slide you built yourself with your grandpappy in your backyard, but it was at
it's
a
no
pumpkin
problem.
Patch you built, you know, maybe
whatever.
He slipped and fell. It's
you know,
kinda
it's funny.
The mafia out here, to be honest with you.
Exactly. It's so funny. You and I, through life experiences, have just this year been to two different, what we call, pumpkin patches.
Pumpkin patches.
And at each one, they have each had similar signs saying, whatever you do out here, we're not responsible for. You can jump off this three-story high hay bale pyramid, and if you die or break your arm or whatever, we're not responsible for that.
Right.
We just stack the hay. You're the one that jumped off of it.
Right.
And that's a unique thing. That is a unique thing.
I mean, you get out there and they say, look, we're going to let you launch a corn cob at about 300 miles per hour towards a wooden zombie out in the backyard.
Yep.
But let me just tell you something, sir. If that gun, if that high-pressure weapon explodes and you get shrapnel in the throat and die,
that's your fault.
That's on you, buddy.
That's on you, buddy.
And they'll say to you, look, we built the thing, and we're not quite sure how safe it is. And if it blows up... Too bad.
I'm going to tell you, that first one we went to had an uncomfortable amount of duct tape on it.
I'm going to tell
you.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd think it was just a duct tape gun with an air pressurizer over there.
Yeah.
Just an air compressor, a pressurizer. An air compressor over there in the back. And, but boy, howdy, did it fire those corn cobs?
It shot
some
corn.
Distance.
Like, some distance.
Like y'all thought y'all had some game with your country backwoods potato guns.
Uh-uh.
Hey, let me tell you, a corn cob gun.
Yeah.
Whew. That's like you load that musket and you're firing that thing off for a mile. So
yeah.
What is agritourism? I think it's an excuse to kill your enemies, to be honest.
It is, and it is a way that it's a place to take your children.
Yeah.
That they can experience danger,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have to sign a waiver.
Right.
You would think places like that, you have to sign a waiver, you have to click a box somewhere,
yep.
something. This one, you just pull up in the backyard,
yep.
and you start jumping off stuff.
Yeah.
They had, at the second one we went to here just recently, they had full-grown animals,
mm-hmm.
And be it farmyard animals, sure, but heavy, big, equipped with weapons like horns.
An absolute unit.
An absolute unit, thank you, that could trample over you without a second thought. And just, you could open up the gate at your will. Pay 50 cents,
yep.
get you some feed so he comes at you faster.
Sure.
Like, what is this about?
There was one moment where we had the cow just walking out there amongst the people, like walking over towards the slide.
That is true.
Saying what's up. And you know, my wife is there, my daughter's there, and my wife's looking over at me going, wow, that's really cool. Look at that cow over there, you know, talking to my daughter. And I said, you know, babe, here's the thing.
Mm.
That's a big old 500-pound animal that if he gets scared enough and there's enough people around here and he just started running away, he'd be running away from some of us, but others of us, he'd just be trampling over us. You know, but to the agritourism community, that's all part of the fun.
It's all part of the fun.
And
it's
and
a weird...
Honestly, I'll tell you, it would have been fun.
You know, it's just some weird branch of carnivals, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, you expect some semblance of danger
mm-hmm.
in a carnival in the Big Lots parking lot. But this is something else.
Yeah.
This is something else here.
Yeah.
Because, full disclosure, I don't have kids. But some of those that were there were absolutely tyrannical.
Mm-hmm.
They were terrorizing everything. It did not matter if it was a farm animal, if it was a piece of play equipment, if it was another child. They were doing everything they could to mess that thing
up. They were putting
them
to the test, for sure.
And I can just picture, like you said, this cow, full-grown whatever. It doesn't matter. It's a big animal walking in the middle of people, and then this child
mm-hmm.
decides, I'm going to make that thing run.
Yeah.
It'll do it. It doesn't take much.
Yep.
And then someone's getting hurt.
That cow's walking in that pasture full of people saying, look, y'all have seen the pumpkins. Now I'm going to show you where the patch goes. You're going to need some patches.
Yeah.
I'll tell you all about some patches. Because
and this all
brother's
going to
stomp you a new mud hole.
And it all came because, dude, Steve over there, he's got a pumpkin patch, something else.
Yeah.
Let's go hang out over there.
Yeah.
And then Steve is like, I should capitalize on this. Let's build a slide. Let's get a pumpkin chunking trebuchet.
Yeah.
Nay, let's get an air-powered corn cannon.
Hey, you know what? I've got some old wheels. I've got some barrels. I've got a lawnmower. You know what that is? That's a redneck roller coaster right there.
That's a redneck
roller coaster. Let's do it. I mean, they call it a train, but when you're riding around some old farmer's yard and that's a bumpy road.
That's a bumpy
road. And you're just out in the grass. There's little hills and dips and stuff.
Yeah.
That turns into a roller coaster real fast. When your kid's bouncing up and down in a little barrel cut out and painted to be a cow, it's, you know, that's a roller coaster.
No shocks, no seat belt.
Right.
The seat belt is, let's not cut out all of the barrel so that there is some sides that they can hang on to.
The seat belt's kind of just good luck, buddy.
Exactly.
You're gonna be in for a ride.
The seatbelt is, old farmer driving the side by side, the UTV is not going very fast.
Right. Yep.
That your life is determined by the angle of his foot on the accelerator. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So we're out there a good part of the day, a long time, and you get hungry. Like, you have things in your tummy, in your stomach, saying, it's time to eat, feller.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do? We follow the signs that read what? Farm to table. Burgers.
Sure.
And hot dogs is what it said, right?
Yes.
Am I misremembering that?
I just remember that the calling card for this place, a lot of it was everything is farm to table. Even if they didn't specifically list hot dogs and hamburgers, what I was told was it's farm to table.
You know, and I guess it's my fault because I define farm a little differently than I think what they did.
Mm-hmm.
Because they may just be advertising to their best understanding.
Yeah.
But, you know,
it just needed an asterisk.
Yes.
Some of it's farm to table.
Thank you.
Most of it's not.
Of our group, you were the smartest one. Of our group, some guy was the smartest one.
I may have just been the hungriest.
We all thought, let's just be quick, be simple. Let's just get a hot dog. We'll be in and out of there, and we can get back to the good homegrown fun that we're all having.
Right.
We get out there, and there is a guy on a grill. I don't mean a big industrial concession stand looking setup. This is a guy under a little, what are those things called? Little tent.
Little pavilion.
Pop-up pavilion that you get at like Walmart.
Canopy.
On a canopy, on a grill, and he had two burgers and a little bit of buns.
Right.
Clearly not, and the burgers looked great.
Oh, and it tasted great too. I had a pretty good burger. Got it pretty
honestly,
quick.
Honestly, I saw the burger, and I'm like, wow, that burger looks great. I bet these hot dogs are going to be fire. I bet these hot dogs are going to be something else. We stood there for 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Oh,
45
yeah.
minutes. By this time, probably a third of the time that we had been there was in line for a hot dog.
Mm-hmm. To the point where there was a – so I got my burger – I needed a hot dog for both my wife and daughter, and you needed a hot dog for both yourself and your spouse. But there's a lady in front of us who originally ordered four hot dogs, and they gave her the first hot dog, and then they're going to give her three more, but for her, it took 45 minutes for her to get the three extra hot dogs.
That's right.
We were in line so long for the hot dogs, we actually started asking each other philosophical questions. Like, are hot dogs real?
Yeah.
And I'm not joking.
Yeah.
The lady, we did not ask her to say this, but I'm so glad she did.
She straight up did.
She said to this woman who had left, we thought, they'd already told us they were out of hot dogs, or hot dog buns anyway. We thought she left to go get some hot dog buns. She's gone about 5 or 10 minutes, and she comes back, and what is she holding? But 36 hamburger buns.
Hamburger buns.
And when she came back, she acted like nothing had happened.
I'm offering no explanation
for why she did not have the hot dog buns she told everybody she was leaving to go get. And the lady in front of us just said, ma'am, this is going to sound silly, but I just have to ask, are the hot dogs real?
This girl, this poor girl answers her and she says, oh yeah, we got hot dogs. The hot dogs are real. And then she turns her head for a second and kind of does the whole, I'm going to scratch my nose and says, we just don't have any buns.
Right. And I mean, I'm serious, y'all. It got real philosophical out there. What is life? Am I really standing in line 45 minutes for a mediocre dollar store hot dog? Like, is that what I'm doing right now?
And that's the thing. We saw the patties. We had saw the patties in the cooler. The patties were absolutely hand-pressed fresh.
Yep.
They looked great. And then he pulls out a package of hot dogs, and maybe this is a coincidence, but they were it was in a dollar store bag. And then he pulls the hot dogs out, and they're in a vacuum-sealed like grocery store type bag.
Yep. I mean, it was somebody's farm.
It was somebody's farm.
But it wasn't
somewhere. No.
Wasn't this farm.
And
I can tell you.
That wasn't bad enough. Anyway, that's the pinnacle of that story.
Yeah.
I feel like if I go any further, I'm just spouting
on and on
slur.
And on. We could go on and on. Like, to the point where when I finally got my hot dogs, I turned around and started walking over towards the picnic table, and a lady stopped me, and she said, "Sir, how much do those hot dogs cost?" And I thought for a second, and I said, "Ma'am, I'm not trying to be rude to the people, but honestly, it's been so long since I ordered them, I cannot remember how much the hot dog cost."
Ma'am, it's been years. And then that was years ago.
I went and sat down, and then Bradley's still standing up there at the table, and I thought, well, surely they're going to have it. I went up there to give him moral support, because he's out there in limbo, and they put a hot dog down, and a different fella comes up there to grab the hot dog. Like,
who has been there 3 minutes. He's been in line asked us how to order the hot dog when he walked up, and then goes inside, orders the hot dog, comes out. About that time, this guy lays a hot dog out on the table, and he's like, "Oh, sweet, I'll just grab this." And I am a patient, you may not know, podcast listeners, but I'm a laid-back, patient kind of guy.
100%.
And this guy grabs a hot dog, and I said, "Man, you have no idea,"
he said,
"how long."
I got to tell him. He said, "Hold on, brother." "Hold on, brother. I've been here a while."
And
I believe that's my hot dog.
I believe that's mine. Just because I'm not handsy enough to grab it doesn't mean you have right to. And then he backtracks, and he's like, "Well, it's hard to tell where the line begins." The line begins at this table.
It begins behind the people who are in front of you. That's where it begins.
God bless him. We're all hungry.
Poor guy.
Like, I get it, man.
Yeah, and but see, I'm starting to piece two and two together. I kind of think that the agritourism business has this whole, like, what y'all don't understand is this is the purge out here.
Yeah.
We're going to get you all worked up over, you know, we're going to get you all worked up over the hot dog. We're going to get you all worked up over, you know, some animals out here pooping on your shoe and something. Mm-hmm. And to the point where, you know what, if you want to murder somebody at the agritourism business, it's basically legal, because all you got to do is make it look like an accident.
Exactly.
And what happens in agritourism stays buried right there at the farm. Sorry, everybody.
We'll throw them off the top of the slide, and everything's kosher now.
Sure, yeah. Well, I mean, you think about it. All you'd really have to do, and I'm not joking, folks, it'd be pretty simple. Go to the person who's offended you at the agritourism thing, or at least this one, this pumpkin patch, and say, "Hey, why don't we go slide together on the big slide that you got to sit on a blanket in order to do the slide, okay?" You get them up there and offer to let them go first. Sure enough, they're going to sit down on the little blanket, and they're going to try to go scoots, but lo and behold, you've got both feet on the back of the blanket, and once they try to go scoots, they're going to go flying down that vertical drop.
Wow.
And they're just going to take a little tumble. And by the time they get down there to the bottom, I'm just going to tell you, there's going to be a new feature in the pumpkin patch.
Yes.
Okay?
Yep.
Because I think their head would roll right into the patch, just as the speed they're going to have. It's just the honest truth. You get so frustrated waiting for the hot dog, you feel like offing somebody.
Yeah. So anyway, the hot dog was not even, it was fine. It was fine. Let's move on.
It's all right.
There was just some interesting things, like instead of like a sand pit, they had a couple of spots where they used corn kernels instead of pea gravel.
Yep.
And I feel like that's gross. Like, I kind of feel like they're not processed. They're just dried.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine, I guess. It just seems like that's gross to me.
Well, you know, to be playing in your food, we talked about this while we were there. It's like, well, good luck, all you folks ain't got no food. We got enough food. We're going to play in our food.
That's the thing. The whole idea behind a harvest festival is we have enough food.
We can play with it.
That we can play
and
with
throw it.
Throw
it away. Which, folks, I'll be completely honest with you. I had a blast at this pumpkin patch.
Yeah.
My wife
great.
And I, the way we talk about it, it's the best one we've ever been to. Yeah. There's just some things about pumpkin patches
Yeah.
That just, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like it grinds my gears, but it makes you go, huh? Like, you know.
Yeah.
You got to think about it. And
it warrants questioning.
Watching your child play in a big old box of corn, you start to ask questions about your parenting and your life.
and just about, you know, again, what are other people doing? Like, if this is in the South, I'm wondering, what does even, if you're not in Arkansas, what does that look like?
Sure.
If we've got anybody overseas somewhere,
mm-hmm.
is there a pumpkin patch equivalent, like a harvest festival?
Yeah.
What is, do y'all have massive slides
right.
and angry bird shaped hay bales?
Right.
And like, what does that look like?
Y'all got pumpkin launchers and.
Yes.
And listen, we've got llamas. And I think they may have had an alpaca at the thing. I mean,
mm-hmm.
there's got to be countries out there where they got the real llamas and the real alpacas.
Yes. Yeah.
What are y'all doing? You know, we got goats too, and I think they had a couple ponies. What do y'all ride at your pumpkin patch dealies that you do? You know,
or maybe it's llama exclusive. You know, like maybe there's not a variety.
I don't know. Could be. I just, you know. What are y'all riding? Like out in Great Britain, are y'all riding the sheepdogs or something? What do y'all got?
There was a few sheep. There's a couple of sheep.
Yeah.
I think.
Maybe. I know there was a lot of goats.
There was a lot of goats.
But
so
you know what was strange was they had that corn kernels, and then there was another playground area where they had the pea gravel.
I'm thinking, which
one of those has got to be more expensive to put down? And I kind of wonder if it was the corn kernels, and they're just, you know, pure, look, we can do what we want with all
this. They're flexing.
Extra
corn. It's just a flex.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a corn flex.
Strange flex, but all right.
So, I don't know where else we go with that. It's just, I don't know.
Let me tell you something, though. Pumpkin patches. That's really all I've got to say.
Patches.
It was a good time, but... Read those warning labels, folks.
Yeah. The more you think about it, the really, like you said, the more you just go, what is that?
Yeah.
What is happening there? Yeah.
So, and if I could throw back to last week, if the Red Hat Society shows up at the pumpkin patch where murder is just about legal, you're going to need to get out of there.
Get out of there.
I'll be honest with you.
The $10 is not worth it. Get out of there.
Like, we fought for weeks to try and record those episodes and get them folks to quit harassing us. But I promise you, if the Red Hat showed up right at the agri-tourism business where, you know, anything goes, I'm heading out of there before the crowbars start flying is all I'm saying.
Yes. Thank you. Yep, so, exactly.
I think we got that one figured out.
We got it figured out. We did it.
Yeah.
I feel confident.
So if you or somebody you know still has time to go to a pumpkin patch this season, which, listen, there's plenty of weekends left in October, and I'm sure you got some coming up in November. There's still going to be some folks doing pumpkin patches or some kind of harvest festival or something. Give them this episode. The warnings need to be out there. You could die. It won't be their fault, and nobody's going to pay for your funeral, but you're going to have a good time. The hot dogs will be all right. Your kids will get to play in the corn, and... you're going to meet some good country folk.
Good country folk.
Yeah. So, I believe we have an ad of some kind.
Yes, we do.
This is one of our longtime supporters. I'm not exactly sure who it is this week, but I know they've been with us since the very beginning. We just like to say thank you to whoever they are, and we appreciate you. Sir or Madam Adam Ad Giver.
Thank you. Have you or a loved one suffered an injury on an agritourism attraction? Here at Sumbugman University, we're offering a class titled Martial Agritourism Combat. You can take this 6-week course, which is now at a discounted rate of $19.99, to better equip yourself for revenge against the tyrannical system known as agritourism and its dark affiliates. Never again will you have to feel defenseless in a cornered jack-o'-lantern-shaped corn maze. Like we always say here at some Bugman Universities, your safety is in your own hands.
And thank you, sir or madam, for your ad. It has enriched us greatly.
Your contribution is greatly appreciated.
Mm-hmm. Every day. We got questions now. We got listener questions.
We do have questions. This one is a throwback that we were looking through old stuff, making sure we hadn't forgot anybody. And so this one is old, and if we have answered it, forgive us. But I don't think we have. Comes from Matt Knight on Twitter. What is your favorite thing to do at Disney World? Mm-hmm. Personally, I've never been. Have never been. But what I think I would do, the first thing that comes to mind is I think about the movie Hunchback at Notre Dame mm-hmm. constantly. And I think the first thing I would do is find Mr. Hunchback
mm-hmm.
and hang out with that guy. I just feel for him. I just want to make sure he's okay. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, they never did get rid of that growth.
No.
And I don't even know if the MRI is still pending, but he's still making it. I mean, he's obviously skipping out on the treatments, but whatever that is back there, he either needs to see a urologist or he needs to head over and do an episode of Dr. Pimple Popper, one of the two.
Dr. Pimple. See, that's the thing. Like, I know that he's physically fit. He's obviously in good physical shape.
He's jumping around Notre Dame like Tarzan.
So it's not that I feel bad for him.
Sure.
I just worry. I just worry about him is all.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of hope the guy's getting taken care of his health. I mean, part of his house burnt down recently. You guys remember that earlier in the year, that horrible tragedy. Wasn't his fault, by the way.
Wasn't his fault.
A lot of people wanted to hang it on the Hunchback, but wouldn't let him.
He quit smoking years ago.
Exactly. Didn't have anything to do with the Hunchback. I believe there was that fire in his big old movie. But listen, folks, Hollywood can show you a lot of things. You can't believe everything you see. And he definitely did not cause the fire.
He definitely did not cause the fire.
He's just out there in the world trying to get his name out and still acting at Disney. He's got a good gig. Don't try to screw it up for him. That's all.
That's all. So our next question, we're labeling.
I would do something at Disney World.
Yeah, oh, please.
I would do something at Disney World. My last time and the only time I ever went to Disney World, we go to a couple of the parks. We end up going to Epcot, and we went to the Magic Kingdom. And my brother was there with me. And one of my biggest regrets of the whole trip was watching my poor brother. Every single time that man went to go get a turkey leg, he just could not get a turkey leg. He would stand in line at the cart trying to get a turkey leg, and by the time it came to him, sorry, sir, we're out of turkey legs, or we got to shut down, I got to go on break, or something like that. And there was one time where he was going to go get a turkey leg all day long, and finally we got a chance to get him a turkey leg, and it started raining. And lo and behold, as he's running to the turkey leg cart, they shut down the turkey leg cart.
Oh, no. Because
it was raining. And it was just time after time. I think there were five or six different times he tried to get a turkey leg somewhere in Disney parks, somewhere in Orlando, Florida. Please give me a turkey leg. The man just couldn't do it.
Oh.
So I'll tell you what I would do. My favorite thing to do at Disney World would be to finally get the haunch of a dead bird that my brother has always wanted from Disney World, and just let him have it.
Just let him have it already.
I mean, Disney kept it from him for so long. You can only tease a man so many times before you got to give up and start stop believing in the magic.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
I'd give him a turkey leg. That's what I'd do.
Give him the turkey leg already.
Yeah.
Well,
I believe we got another question.
Next question, pardon me, I blanked for a moment, is an in-real-life question from Grouchy Surge on paper. His question is, why would you give your address to a stranger on the internet? And the simplest answer is I'm lonely. I want some company. This screen-on-the-screen thing is great for a little while, but I need some personal time.
Right? You know, I've never given my address out to a complete stranger on the internet, but I've given it out to varied mixed results.
Sure.
But the thing is, I think we're just too afraid in this country to really get to know somebody.
That's right.
Here's the thing. Head on over to your favorite online forum and just post your address.
Just see what happens.
See what you get.
See what you get.
Roll the dice. Now, let me tell you what you're going to get. You're going to get all kinds of stuff you probably don't want.
Sure.
If you're not an adventurous person, then don't do this at all. But if you're the kind of person that wants to have a box of unspeakables show up at your front door, then go on ahead. Put your address out there. You're going to get
what's
all
in the box?
Kinds of crazy things that, you know, you're going to be able to talk about for years.
Yeah,
or
for
at least
years to come.
Your therapist is going to want to talk to you about it for years.
That's right.
Put that address out there and just roll the dice with your life, you know?
But
for the non-adventurous, probably don't do that ever.
Yeah. Well, I love that. I love that answer. Yeah, so we've done it again.
That's it. Those were our questions for this week, and I think we broke them down and built everybody back up, sent out some encouragement your way. Listen, folks, this is why we do this. That's why we've been doing this for so long.
So long.
We've got something else that we want to talk to all of you about. And, you know, it's not the greatest of things. Let's just say, let's just come out and say it.
Yeah.
We are going to, right now, I believe, be shutting off the Patreon.
Yep.
And we will do another episode for sure to finish out October. And we are leaving our options open to possibly do a couple of more, maybe one. We don't really know. A couple more, you know, to the end of the year, to the end of this year, to like December. But what we're saying is definitely the end of October, and we'll see what happens after that. But the Patreon will no longer be available beginning pretty much today as I'm saying this. So please don't try to add yourself to it or change your donation. That won't be necessary. We're just gonna turn that off. And that's not because of any kind of major life events for either myself or the Bugman. And it's not for lack of enjoyment of doing the show. It's just we kind of feel for the both of us that the show has run its course.
Mm-hmm.
That we've accomplished, I think, what we set out to accomplish, which was primarily we wanted to do a silly show together because we have fun talking to one another. And we gained some listeners over the course of a couple of years and some pretty dedicated followers. You guys know who you are, but we've had a good run of it and a good time. And it's gotten to the point now where I think life has just gotten busy, but not so busy we couldn't do the show. But it's to the point where I think neither of us can really give the show what we think it deserves. Or at least that's how I feel.
Yeah.
So I think that's how we both feel.
Yes, I think that is how we both feel. And I think to add to that, we've got other things that we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it is still creative things, still making things.
Yep.
But, you know, this has been fun. This has been great, but it was not supposed to last forever, obviously.
Right.
Maybe not obviously, but it wasn't supposed to last forever. And we have reached the time where it's the weight of the inconvenience of doing it is starting to be greater than the excitement that we have for doing it. We have fun doing it. We love doing it. But it's the scheduling. It's the scheduling of there are other things that we could be doing, family, friends, other things creatively, all of that. And I think it's okay. Like, it sucks. It obviously sucks that the show's ending. But it's not the end of us making things. It's just, we want to do something else.
Yeah, and definitely not like the end of us on the internet.
No, it's not.
Like, you're already you know, Brad, for those of you that don't know, Bradley's already put out some stuff with a friend of ours over at Board Game Closet. Yeah. You guys have done some videos together, and I imagine mm-hmm. you'll continue doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't really have anything, honestly don't have anything planned, but I would be surprised myself if this was the last thing, like
yeah.
last podcast or last video or last like creative thing that I did on the internet. It's just yeah. For this show, I think the creative juice for this show and the passion for this show that we've felt for a long time has just
yep.
I don't want to say it's completely run out, but it's just not on the level of priority that we feel like you guys deserve or that we want it to be. Mm-hmm. So that's why it just feels like it's time.
Yep.
So
yep. I think so. And I think that we both are creative, and I think what comes with that is we need to be moving. We need momentum. We need to keep moving yeah. forward. And that sometimes means one thing ends so that another thing can begin.
Yeah.
And so just keep your eye out. The website's still going to be up, and I think Chase is going to talk about this here in a minute.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, I'm glad you mentioned yeah.
The funds from Patreon are going to keep the website open for like a year.
Yeah.
And so you still have access to all of that. And for as far as I'm concerned, I'm not done making things. Like what we've talked about before about me uploading a new show, a completely new and different show, I'm still doing that. And that's going to be there. So yep. You'll still have us. We're still doing things. We just want y'all to understand that it's not going to be some guy in the bug man figure things out right now. You know, it's just not going to be like, that anymore right now.
The website, somebugman.com, I suppose is still going to exist as at this moment. And at least until the end of October, it will exist as a feed for the show. And it will continue to exist as more of an archive for the show. And then whatever yeah. other projects that we come up with, yeah. you know, I don't know what they'll be, but or if there will be any. But if we come up with anything else to do, it'll probably end up on somebugman.com. It'll just be part of, yep. you know, the next thing, whatever we're doing. But we have enough from the Patreon that, like he was saying, we can cover the hosting for that. So that's not going anywhere. You'll still have an yeah. archive of this show. And to be quite honest with you, if the archive ever went down, I've still got, you know, a couple different yeah. archives of the show on my own stuff, and I would make them available to whoever wanted them, if anybody wanted them. Yeah. But, anyway, like I don't want anybody listening to this to feel bad about the show not continuing to be a thing, or at least don't feel bad for us, because I think Bradley and I are in a pretty good place for the show to end. We don't feel bad about it. I would feel bad if we continued to take money from people for the Patreon. Right. That's where I would have an issue. But
yeah.
we're cutting that off. We're going to go to the end of October, like we said, and there'll be other things posted to the website in the future. But yeah. it's just time.
You know, come find us. We're still in places like Chase said. I'm starting a new thing with BoardGameCloset.com, mm-hmm. Board Game Closet on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. If you're into board games, man, it's a hot corner right now.
Yeah.
And again, I'm a creative kind of guy.
Yep.
And my focus is on other things, and I think it's great. I don't think it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
And so, again, just keep your eye out. Holler at us. Ask us what we're up to. And we love this. This is the greatest thing that's come out of this show. We've made a lot of new friends.
Yeah.
Like a lot of new friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I don't regret anything.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, any of you guys that do your own stuff, you know, I think it's not like our microphones went away. If you're ever looking for somebody else to talk to on a show and you have an idea or something you think would be fun to do with us, again, we're not saying no to to any of that either, or to podcasting in general. I think that if there was an idea out there that was interesting enough to either of us, that we would at least consider it. But we've probably over explained it at this point, and hope you guys enjoyed the show. Not just this episode, but the whole thing, the whole project. It's been a blast for the last couple of years. Even the break that we took, we still talked about the show all the time. At least we did,
we did,
to each other, and thought about it a lot. So it's been a fun thing. And we've got one more episode that's going to come out as an official, like the official last episode of the show. This is not the last episode. We'll have one more of those.
One more.
For sure. And I don't even know if we know what it's going to be about, but we'll try to make it just a really good one. I'm looking forward to doing it. I'm looking forward to hearing from you guys again, like especially on the internet, just your thoughts on Twitter. Tell you what, we'll end it there. You can find us at sumbugman.com. You can find us on Twitter at sumbugman. You can find myself at Chase the Rev. And
you can find me at bugman_Bradley. And you know, we're always around for you guys.
Yep.
Just holler at us.
Yep. So see you guys around. Love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. The idea that anybody would ever listen to our show is just awesome.
Mind boggling.
And especially those of you who have been listening for so long.
Yeah.
Many of you came on when we first did that ad on the morning stream, and it's just the fact that any of you have kept listening and have encouraged us so much to keep going for as long as we have. Y'all are awesome. It means the world to me to both of us that y'all listened and encouraged us. So thank you for all that. We will see you all in a couple weeks for our final episode. I'm excited about talking to you guys again there. But hit us up on Twitter. We'll see y'all later.
Bye-bye.